Who belongs to the Icelandic nation? People born in Iceland? Foreign citizens who live here? Christians, Muslims, Buddhists or Jews? Queer people? Dominant ideas about nationhood are about 100 to 200 years old and have changed greatly within that time. It varies, therefore, which people are being referred to when a nation is discussed. 100 years ago, the true Icelander was an able-bodied, heterosexual, cisgender white man. When people spoke of a nation, they usually had in mind a group of such men. Icelanders later came to include women in their idea of a nation, and queer people later still. Before 1950, reference was seldom made to queer people in Iceland. There was occasional discussion of foreign scandals involving sexual deviance, but Icelandic queer people were all but invisible in public discourse. Could they then be considered part of the nation? Gay and bisexual men became visible in the 1950s. Icelandic newspapers began discussing and condemning them. They were considered diseased and a threat to the nation. How could they then be a part of it? Queer women were invisible in public discourse until about 1980. Could they then be considered a part of the nation? What about other people who were neither men nor women? Whose history does making of a nation tell?